May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, Happy New Year, because this is the new year of the church, so we have to say Happy New Year. Thank you. Well, from the lessons we always hear in the Old Testament, that God is going to destroy this, and God is going to destroy that. But now if we think about it, human beings have the capability to destroy the earth. But I doubt that will happen, because God is in control. God is all-powerful. And the good news is, God always, always offers redemption and restoration, and that's what we learn. So the code kind of starts us off with a good Advent thought to get ready. Give us grace, give us strength to cast away the works of darkness, that's our sin, and put on the armor of life, living new with Jesus Christ, our Lord. And then the rest of the lessons tell us why. What's the point? Well, Jeremiah was really a good prophet. He always preached about hope because he was worried about justice and righteousness for the common person, for those who really needed help, those who were oppressed. And he talked about the true king who would bring restoration, God's holy restoration, and how it would be total, to the point where he needs it. The Lord is our righteousness. Well, Jeremiah lived in one of the worst times in the history of Israel. So his words, his prophecies from God to them was always, always uplifting, although he must have been one heck of a man. And then when we go to the gospel, to Luke, Jesus is talking. The signs in the suns, the moons, the stars, there's going to be distress among the nations. And boy, we can see that. And about the roaring of the seas and the waves, especially back then, people were afraid of the sea. They thought it was chaos. You know, it was deep. It was dark. They were afraid of it because they didn't understand. They didn't know about the sea down deep too much. But if we think about it, all the powers on earth and heaven, we see hurricanes, we see tsunamis, we see earthquakes. But if we compare it truly to the power of God and trust in the power of God, I would say, quote unquote, we ain't seen nothing yet, because God Almighty is Almighty, and that's what we have to remember. And the good news here in the gospel, there's a couple of things. One, it says, when all this starts to happen, and then you see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, and I can just picture that. You know, Jesus pulling back the clouds saying, I'm back. Are we supposed to be afraid of Jesus? Are we supposed to be afraid of the coming of God? No, we're supposed to be happy, because Jesus says, when that happens, stand up. Raise your heads. Of course we're not perfect. Of course each and every one of us sins like crazy at times. But we believe in Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer. He is our strength. And that's who's coming to be with us, to save us, to redeem us, and to restore each and every one of us and this earth. And then he tells them, this is a good Advent. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know. What do we know when the leaves start coming? Summer is, not fall. Summer is on its way. On its way. Because we do realize that. We recognize that. We're not touched too much. At least I'm with the weather. I couldn't go outside and tell you which way is northeast or south unless it was really early in the morning and I know that the sun rises in the east. That's it. But we're supposed to be really aware of God, His purpose, His works, and what he wants. So Jesus is telling us, pay attention, be on guard, and be alert at all times. We're supposed to pray. We know that Jesus prayed all the time. Well, that gives me the hint. If the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, I certainly need to pray 1,000 times more than him. So what do we do? Do we want to live in a world where it's all about me, myself, and I, and have my purpose at hand, and be more and more destructive to myself because I don't know what's best for me, only God does. So I need to follow his word, his will. Or do we want to live in a world that is run by God, divine in purpose, with Jesus truly in control, being the victor? Well, life with God, true life with God, is the new order of life that we hear about. Life with Jesus equals a life that has no anxiety, no stress, no fear, lots of patience, lots of tolerance, acceptance, and forgiveness, lots of gentleness, mercy, and compassion. All of that equals love, Jesus' love. So I was thinking, and somebody else mentioned this, and I thought, yeah, this is true. Remember how everybody was planning for Black Friday? Well, can we imagine if everybody, not that planning for Black Friday is bad, but do we plan in the same energy level, in the same way for Jesus' second coming? You know, if we do both, that's great. But God is to come first. So just think about it. When the next time you plan something like a birthday party or a dinner, or you're going to go shopping or you're going to do this, do we plan for Sunday morning, each and every Sunday morning? Do we plan each and every day, starting off with a prayer for God? Are we alert? Are we on guard? Are we prepared? So what I'd like to do is have everybody read and pray with me the call one more time. Because we are the living. We are not the dead. We are the living because we have Jesus. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God.